Customers of Seattle City Light are likely to see an increase in their bills later this year. The utility is facing lower than expected revenues, and that could mean an automatic 3% surcharge for customers. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
Seattle City Light gets about half its electricity from hydroelectric projects on the Skagit and Ponderay Rivers. If it has any surplus power, the utility sells it on the open market. This year, it was expected to earn about $80 million. Jorge Carrasco, general manager of City Light, says there are two problems. The utility hasn't had as much surplus power to sell because of lower than expected snow levels. Snowmelt powers the dams. And what they do have to sell isn't worth as much. Increased natural gas production through fracking has caused a glut in the energy market and depressed prices.
So the combination of low water and low prices makes the revenue from surplus power less, and that's what we're struggling with.
The utility has a sort of rainy day fund called a rate stabilization fund that helps it pay its bills when revenues take a hit. Anytime the fund drops below a certain level, it triggers automatic surcharges. The utility expects a 3% surcharge in November. That's about $2 extra a month on the average residential bill, but that could triple by 2015. Socialist Kshama Sawant is the new chair of the City Council's Energy Committee. She wants the council to look at making businesses bear more of the cost.
If there are new costs to be imposed, and they should not be imposed on working families because they're already dealing with too much.
Utility officials say they want to end their dependence on surplus power sales. That will likely mean City Light customers will see higher rates in the future. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.